Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. With our lowest price guarantee and our 100-night trial, your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. twobrothersmattress.com.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
What's up? Hey, you guys. Welcome back. We're excited to have you here. This topic, we have attempted to do it before.
Yes.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we, like, didn't explain it well enough.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
I think people are embarrassed by this.
Yeah.
And in a different way. Like, it's not like a pooped your pants embarrassing. It's like, I feel stupid.
I was a dumb.
I was duped. Yes. And so they feel like they don't want to expose, like, their vulnerability. And so, yeah, I think a lot of people are like, I feel so dumb.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think you got to remember, you guys. This happens to a lot of us.
It happens to everybody
at some point.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily reflect you. Some of these people are just really so good. This subject has become just this really hot topic with a lot of docuseries or documentaries.
Almost any documentary you're going to watch right now is about scamming. It's like
yes.
The hot thing right now.
Yep. We'll share it. We'll be vulnerable.
And also this kind of came about because, you know, I got scammed a few weeks
ago.
Yes,
that's true.
And it was really frustrating but we've shared quite a bit about it, but they're clever.
Yeah.
Like they know how to access technology that we don't.
And they don't scare easily.
No.
Like we were trying to make threats about calling the police and stuff and they were just like, ha ha.
Yeah, because like, they're
out chasing rapists and like robbers.
Yeah, and so they're like, they're not going to come get me.
They do not care about your Instagram.
Posting on your Instagram stories.
Yes.
Which is true. we were all talk.
Yep. You're like, dang it. Now they figured my scam out. I was trying to scam them into being scared of me and they're not.
Did not work.
Yeah, they're just unfortunately smart.
Technology scams are tricky.
They count on that a lot of us don't know.
And they're correct in that assumption.
Yes.
And so this listener, she wrote in and she said that she was just visiting a website that she had visited often. I think she was saying it was a food blog or something like that.
Okay.
Like she felt like she'd been
a trusted place.
Been there before.
Right.
So it's not like a weird
like dark web.
Like Napster or anything like that. But she said all of a sudden her screen just flashed red.
Uh-huh.
And a notification popped up to her on her screen that said, your computer has been infected by a virus. You need to call Microsoft at this number and
she's
we'll
like,
help.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. And I mean, that's jarring. And you're like, and you get panicked. So you're like, okay.
They're preying on that.
Yeah. And so she sees the phone number to contact Microsoft. She's like, okay.
They 1-800-MICROSOFT with two T's.
And she called the number and someone answered with a heavy accent. And I mean, a lot of companies outsource their customer
Correct.
Service.
Correct.
So I do talk to people all different places.
Side note, do you think that sometimes they know that we know
well,
that they're... No, what I'm saying is you don't want to base your skepticism on the fact that you're dealing with a different ethnicity because you're like, that seems racist.
Yeah, so I'm
and
not
so
racist.
You're like, I definitely don't want to be like, wait a minute, you have an accent. I don't trust this
right.
Microsoft
because
then that makes you sound racist. So do you think in some ways they're like, yeah, they're not going to do that?
Maybe. Yes. I mean, I think there's a lot that they are
like a lot
assuming.
Of components.
They're assuming I'm bad at computers. They're assuming I'm trying to prove that I'm not racist. They're, you know, all sorts of, they're assuming I don't want a virus on my computer.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They're assuming I'm terrified all things technology.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, this girl is chatting with this guy and
he's on the phone.
A little bit hard to understand, but he's saying, yeah, I can help you get rid of this virus. What you're going to need to do is allow me access to your computer.
Oh,
and
no.
She was writing in and saying, I was somehow able to share my screen with him, but I actually,
well, yeah, he probably walked her through it.
Yeah. He's like, this is what you need to do. So then I can access your computer. Yeah. She's like, I thought it was Microsoft.
I thought it was Bill. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. I mean,
he gave me the, he said it was his personal cell. I'm just kidding.
Not so much free time to help with this kind of stuff.
He's busy trying to eradicate polio, but you know.
But she said along the way, he was having her do these things, and she said he was having her download stuff on probably malware.
She could probably see it all happening.
Yeah, but she's just listening to him and following his instructions. Mm-hmm. But then partway through, she's kind of was having these gut feelings like, maybe I should call my twin brother who's a tech guy.
One call, that's all. He would have been my first call and been like, this is flashing. Is this normal? Is this legit?
But she's just, here you go, like opening the door for this guy. Like, come on in.
And I'm just something to drink.
I'm picturing like those old cartoons with like the big bad wolf that's like rubbing his hands together, like
licking his chops
as the pigs are about ready to let him in. Yeah. So finally, after a whole bunch of stuff, after she's given him all this access, she's downloaded whatever he told her to download. Even at one point, she's asking this guy, well, what if you're the one that's scamming me?
What if? Hypothetically
speaking. And he just said, oh, no, no, no. And so she thought, okay.
of course not.
Of course not. Come on. Through the process, she gets this feeling like, I just need to end this phone call. Mm-hmm. So she hangs up on the guy, turns off her computer, just shuts it down.
But this is after she's already clicked on some
she's
things.
Downloaded, she's allowed access to all the things. And so she gets on the phone to try and call her twin brother, and he's not answering. So she calls Staples. It's like, I don't know, somebody with some computer
stuff. I'm guessing
stuff.
That's where she, or maybe where she bought it at Staples.
Yeah, she might have bought the computer there. And she said, this has happened. And the girl at the desk is like, no, no, no. Don't turn on your computer. Don't do anything. Bring it down here. And she said it took Staples a while to work on the computer. It cost her like over $100 to remove any kind of whatever virus, whatever access that they had given them. And finally, as she has, you know, dropped off her computer to Staples, her brother finally calls her back.
Yeah.
She tells him what happened. And he's like, Microsoft.
Come on.
Microsoft does not have like a straight up phone number that you can just call and be like, hello, I need Microsoft.
Good to know.
Like it is. Yeah. It's good for all of us to know. You can't just call, once again, like Instagram. You can't just get a hold of them.
Same thing with the IRS.
Yeah, they make it very tricky.
If someone ever calls you from the IRS,
no,
it's not the IRS. They only try to reach you like via mail and documents.
Yeah.
They will never call you.
And also she probably should have been like, if you're going to call Microsoft, I bet there's some kind of options like, hello, thank you for calling Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, for tech support, press 1. For information on our product line, press 2.
It's probably not going to
be like, hi, hello. Hi, is this Microsoft? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. You've watched Tinder Swindler, right?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I'll watch it this week, guys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you need to watch Tinder Swindler.
Okay.
That was a hard one to say too. You guys keep me young. With these, because I have to use.
There's a lot. There's the dropout one.
Yes.
The Elizabeth Holmes.
That one's cringy to watch because the way she talks
and weird. And there's another one that's like bad vegan or something.
I watched that one. That one's got some language.
Okay.
So that one, just if you watch it, just know that it's got some language. But that one's crazy too because they start to believe it themselves, I think. If they lie long enough to somebody.
Yeah.
They're like, if I have confidence in this lie.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about people who do carry themselves with confidence. Mm-hmm. People are drawn to them like a magnet.
I have a thing about people who do close-up magic.
Yes, you do.
I
think we need to share this. It's time. Tell them about...
Well, Britt does not trust...
People who do close-up magic.
No.
Well, sleight
of hand.
As a form of like winning you over. Because sometimes you'll get together with someone
yeah.
and they start doing these fun
party
little
tricks.
Party tricks. And And then everyone's like, that was cool.
And Britt's over in the corner, like, crossing her arms, just like,
not so fast, mister. Because I've known several people who have won me and other people in a room over because they're like, oh, watch this. And they'll, like, do a really cool trick. And you're like, And then I find out they're a D-bag.
Yes.
And you're like, they fooled me. They fooled me.
They get joy out of fooling people.
They weren't even being shy about it. They were doing the art of deception right there in front of us. We were all just loving it, eating it up.
Yeah, Britt's like, what is it? Like putty in their hands.
Putty in their sleight of hands.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hold on. They are good at this and they do it in many aspects.
Yes. And so
I don't trust.
Like if you went and paid to go see David Copperfield.
No, that's very different. Okay. It's just someone who is like a light acquaintance or something. And you're
they're
out to get
charming people
with their sleight of hand and their illusions and their deception. I don't trust them.
So didn't you say a salesman showed up not too long ago?
Yeah.
And did some magic for you?
Yes.
And so
he was a salesman selling water softeners. And so, he was like doing tricks for my kids and they were giggling and having so much fun. Well, we ended up buying this like $3,000 water softener. And I mean, it's fine. We use it, but he also had like all
these... It is hooked up to our water system. So it is currently...
It's working. But he like offered us all these extras and he was always like...
I do birthday parties.
He was like...
Family reunions.
Oh, it's on its way. And you know, all that stuff, you know, you guys know the drill.
But I do, but I was talking to Britt's husband.
It's lost in the mail.
My brother-in-law, and he was like, that dang water softener. And he's like, Britt didn't like him anyway because he's a magician. And so it's like kind of becoming this common thing that Britt, I just don't trust magicians.
Yeah. And if I go to watch a magic show on a cruise, fine. I'm impressed. I clap. I'm not mad at that guy.
Yeah.
But it's the regular run-of-the-mill people who have learned that art of deception and they charm people with it.
And they're trying to win you over by using that is what bugs you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. But David Blaine has lost his chance because Britt hates his magic. She's like, wants to vomit.
Yeah.
She's
like, that's
why
not
do I
want to
watch someone put an ice pick through their palm? Like, I went and saw him live.
No
and Britt's
thanks.
Like, blah. So I think it really is deeper than you think.
Maybe it is.
I don't think you're going to pay to go to many magic shows.
I hate magicians. Britt's like, wow, why am I paying to get lied to and deceived?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, but
unpacking emotional baggage.
It's fine. We're here for it. We're here for you. Keep the magic tricks away from Britt. But yeah,
oh my gosh. Speaking of scams.
Okay.
Well, so my husband, I think that's part of the thing is like, he gets charmed by magicians.
Yeah. He's always like, what the heck?
This thing is taking a life of its own on this podcast. It's going on way longer than I planned.
This is not part of the intention.
So we went to San Francisco and there was this magic shop and...
Bridget starts to sprint away.
And we go in and...
Is this the same trip as when you accidentally went to the penis bakery?
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting deceived so many places.
Yeah.
And so the people behind the counter are trained to like show you how the different things work.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was had this Houdini pack of cards.
Okay.
And he was showing us all these tricks and we were like, wow, wow. And my husband especially was getting very blown away. And... very mystified.
Britt's like,
skeptic. And so the sales guy is like, all these tricks are in this deck of cards and it has instructions and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So my husband buys the Houdini pack of cards.
He was literally scammed by magic.
Yes.
Which is your fear.
And has he ever, I don't even know where that deck of cards is. It was, because a regular deck of cards is like, less than $3 max. It was like 30 and it was
probably
like,
mixed into like your regular deck.
It probably is. And so we get so confused every time we try to play Tripoli he bought that magic card deck trying to see if he could be magical.
Everything came full circle in that moment. It wasn't just someone with their water softener also using magic. It was using magic to sell the magic to you, you know?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Getting scammed by like a pro scammer or a magician is not the only way to be scammed.
Yes.
A lot of infomercials.
Well, not maybe now. It's 80s, 90s, early 2000s, the time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you have targeted ads.
Yes. And I wanted to talk about that later because we went from infomercials to influencers.
It's true.
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And actually worse because we grow to trust the people.
Uh-huh.
Because
and you're like,
we think
wow,
we know
look
them.
At her. Look at her fab life.
They take us on their trips to Lake Powell. They take us on their
yeah.
grocery hauls. And then we trust them.
So then when they say something's great, you're like, I believe
you. We feel
you.
That we're friends with them. Whereas infomercials.
It's not just plug in OxyClean. OxyClean.
I was like, well, I don't know. I never saw that one. That must have been one of the late night infomercials.
OxyClean. And you're like, well, I don't know who he is, but he's got a trustable voice. But then you're like,
I like his beard. But Britt and I, we are treading lightly.
We did end up along the way somehow with many as seen on TV infomercial products.
And I think we might even be forgetting some.
Uh-huh.
We started but I did make them. A list of the things. And I think we're going to unlock some core memories for you guys. You may not have owned them, but I guarantee you remember the infomercial. Mm-hmm. And we're going to post some of the infomercials if we can find them.
This one I don't think was a scam because I did the workouts and I got a good workout. Tybo.
Yes, but I think...
But that was huge. It was such an info...
Billy Blanks.
Yes, it was such a movement.
Yes.
And everybody got it.
But I also... Did you ever find yourself just, after a while, sitting down and just watching it? And like snacking on Wheat Thins?
Maybe.
Because I did. I would be like, huh. And I'd just watch him. And he was very good looking and had a great physique, obviously.
They were all so sweaty.
Yeah. In that one. Basically, it was just kickboxing. But here's maybe a little lesser known. We had multiple of the workout things that my mom would buy. Mm-hmm. Lesser known Hydrobics. You guys.
So what it was, it was like an aerobic video.
Yes.
But then they sent you this jug.
It looked like, I mean, basically it would have been the equivalent. You should have just emptied out a 2 liter of pop and filled it with water.
Because it gave you this jug and you're supposed to fill it with water and then you're supposed to do the exercises with it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're sloshing it and it's supposed to create this extra weight and this kind of extra pull. So like the water would slosh one way while you're going this way. And then during the cool down, what's so funny
you
is like.
You dumped the water on your head.
No, but the thing is,
waste not,
I
want
feel
not.
Like I did all these videos. I feel like you would kind of just watch from the hall.
Yep.
And and during the cool down.
Most 12-year-olds are
right. I was
aerobics.
A little bit more like junior high school, and I was like, I need to get hot. So, but it just cracked me up on the cool down because like they were slowing it down. The music was slowing down. Like they'd have you shake up the bottle of water and then listen to like the rush of the, like the soothing, like it was supposed to be like ocean.
A Shavasana situation going on.
It was supposed to be like the rush of ocean waves.
OMG.
To like calm your mind and body during the cool
yourself
down.
Up. Oh my gosh, that's part of it I didn't know. Another one we had was the Jack LaLanne juicer. But Andy and I were sold on a documentary later in life because we watched some Forks Over Knives or something, you know, and we're like, we better do a 7-day juice cleanse. And we were like going to pass out. So anyway, we did. But as a family, we had the Jack LaLanne juicer. And then we also tell them, remember that thing you had?
It was
a belt with like this. Okay. My mom always bugged Britt about, or just was like, Britt, your posture. Like, you need to sit
up. And then plus, I needed some abs. And so what it was it was this belt that hooked around your waist. And so you were supposed to be able to have to like keep your stomach tight.
Tight. All day.
Times, yes. At all times. So if you released, then it would go like, zzz. Like it wasn't like an electrocution. It was just like a friendly zing to let you know.
Suck it in.
Yeah.
Again. Oh my gosh, I remember you wearing that under your clothes.
Also hair stuff.
Well, we've talked about this on the Beauty is Pain episode. If you haven't listened, you should. It's a really good one. It's a really popular one. We fell for a lot of the hair removal products.
Uh-huh.
NADS, or as you might call them, NEDS, because they were they Australian.
Australians.
And that ripped
and it was like
multiple
green.
Layers of your epidermis.
Yeah, it was like this.
But the biggest claim was like, it doesn't feel like waxing. No. Why did we think it doesn't hurt like waxing?
It's exactly literally the waxing. Same. And I remember my cousin was like, I tried NADS and I had bruising all up and down my arms.
Yeah.
And oh, like,
horrible. We also did get apple sap and spray, which we talked about on the Beauty is Pain.
So basically it was like straight
acid.
Yeah, it left with ammonia.
That left a Kool-Aid mustache burn on my upper lip at cheer camp when I tried to use it and on my bikini line.
Because, I mean, if something is designed to eat away at your hair, it's also going to eat away at your skin.
So we did buy that. We also bought an epilator. And then I don't know the name of this thing, but it basically had a buffing disc with low grit sandpaper.
Yeah, it's like an electric sander. You would plug it in.
And it reminded me of like when you buff the floor,
uh-huh.
It goes in circles and you just take it and it just buffs your hair off once again.
Also your skin. Just anything on the outer layer that you would hold it up against.
Right.
We did get some like hair, like for your head products. So
not like for growth.
No, it's like a topsy tail.
Yeah.
Topsy tails. You guys know what I'm talking about? It was like that red loop stick with a loop, and you would put it down your ponytail and then just pull it through. It's
when the twists were very in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we also had the hair dini. It took me a minute to think. I was like, the hair magic.
I was like, it's something with hair. Hair dini. Speaking of Houdini. Hair dini. Speaking of magic. And this was supposed to, you were supposed to be able to create. We'll have to, once again, we'll have to post the infomercials.
Right.
So the look I always wanted to achieve.
Right.
The coveted French twist.
Yes, the French twist.
But it just wouldn't, it was really hard to stay because it was just like a stick.
With squishy foam.
So it was, yeah, it was wire with squishy foam. But so the next best thing was maybe the candy cane style. So you'd roll it up.
And Who doesn't want candy cane hair as a teenager?
So you'd roll it up and then you'd fold it over. So it would make like that candy cane hook. So that would stay a little better because the French twist was hard to get to stay.
Yeah.
But then you could also just make essentially like a sock bun.
Yeah. But I don't think that worked very well either. Like, again, doesn't work. The name of the hair, I'd never bought a bump it, but does everyone remember the bump it? I think several girls at my school had to be using the bump it.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I don't know how they achieved that hair, you know?
I was like, maybe we should have gotten the bump it because then it would have saved our hair from a lot of breakage.
Ratting. Yeah. another one we talked about that I think almost all of you can relate to, proactive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again,
my husband
bleached your towels.
So it couldn't be too good for your skin,
but it's still going.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they have proactive vending machines. Have you seen
those?
I'm pretty sure you can like buy proactive at a vending machine in a mall. They still exist.
No, my husband's family, they had proactive. Yep. We had proactive.
And I mean, I think it was somewhat, it worked at a point, but yeah. I don't think it was overall good for your skin itself. It just burned all your acne off.
Even there's a part of on The Office where Michael Scott talks about it. He's like, Avril Lavigne uses preactive and she rocks harder than anyone.
They did start pulling out the big guns and getting celebrities.
I feel like Adam Levine was on it.
We're going to have to look
up. We need to look. Because they were getting celebrity endorsements.
And
I feel like, who else? Julianne Hough. Was she on it? They started getting celebs.
Julianne Hough was on it. And I am not a fan of her. And that could maybe be in a different episode.
You're impartial. I'm so.
But yeah, proactive was a big one that a lot of us had.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we put it out to you guys, like silly things you bought on infomercials, somebody said, one of the listeners said they bought a, strap for like a double chin. So like I looked up pictures and was just giggling because it basically like hooks around your ears
and it's like a mask.
It's like everyone was wearing their mask. I think, or no, it goes like around your head, the back of your head.
So it's like headgear.
It looks like when people get plastic surgery and then they have to wear like a bandage after. I feel like that they were just like, let's get another use out of these. And it's supposed to like pull it up tight to your, you know, whatever.
But like, just having something hold it doesn't get rid of it, right?
No. And like how many hours in the day do you have to wear one of those? Yeah. Are you supposed to go out in that? You have to become a hermit? Well, then it doesn't matter if you don't have a double chin anymore.
You might as well just keep that double chin.
Right. There's worse things, you guys. But I fell for recently in my adulthood, the fascia blaster. I don't know that it's necessarily a scam. The jury's still out on it for me. I think you have to do it so consistently. And the problem is it left me bruises. And so it was like, okay, maybe my cellulite looked a little bit better, but now I have bruises all over my legs.
Your legs look dimpled anyway.
Because I have bruises.
Different shades of healing wounds.
Right. And then I'm like, maybe I'm going too hard. You know what I mean? And then I just eventually was like, whatever.
Forget this.
Mm-hmm. Apparently this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still being sold.
That's the thing is they prey on our desperation for like, I feel like it's probably very hard to get rid of a double chin. Uh-huh. It's very hard
to get rid of cellulite.
And so they're just preying on these people that are like, this is a solution. And they convince you. I mean, the commercials are all positive, all convincing.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe this can help. Because for cellulite, especially, I had someone write in and said they bought cellulite suction cups.
Oh, again, probably bruised. Did they get bruised?
It's like, you know, cupping from like the Olympics and people, the swimmers look like lepers because they have like pockmarks all over. That's basically what it is. You like suction it to your leg and slide it all around.
And it's supposed to make a giant hickey on your leg.
I guess if your leg is all one color, whether it be black or blue, you won't notice the cellulite.
You just got to make sure you do it nice and even. So the bruise is covering your entire back of your leg. Well, that makes me feel better that somebody else did just with a different one. But yeah, again, now I'm embarrassed to show my legs because I have bruises all over. If I'm an Olympic swimmer, I don't care. I got to do what I got to do to get through the race.
Well, and then there, it was like a whole thing like, oh, they're just cupping beforehand or afterhand. It's like,
circulation.
Circulation and like workout recovery. It was like really big for like one Olympics. Yeah. Have we seen it since? No, because it's probably not real. So once again, scam.
Yeah.
And you guys looked like stupid for an Olympic season.
Somebody else had a Thighmaster. Remember her? Suzanne Summers.
I had one.
The Thighmaster.
I found it at the DI and I was like, I'm giving this a whirl. And
if that thing slips, ow.
Like in your face.
Or in your crotch. The metal, like the hard part in the middle.
They should have wrapped that in
foam. You are not engaging those inner thighs for just even a minute on one of the reps. You're going to get jacked in the crotch. But that was a Suzanne Summers.
Well, that's how you learn your lesson of not to, or better engage the whole time.
Wasn't she the one?
Yeah, it was Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, again, those celebrities. What? And I think I could be wrong, but I don't buy into anything celebrities say anymore.
No.
And I'm starting to get that way about influencers.
Because they'll be like, okay, just do this workout routine, 3 reps on each side. And you're like, hang on.
Literally like have the rockin'est bod.
And you're like 100 pounds.
Right.
I feel like there's more to it than that. And there might be more physicians to that.
Right.
I don't know. Just saying.
So, and did you get any more infomercial ones that people?
Not really infomercials.
Oh, okay. The next level. So after infomercials, they still exist, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then what started happening in the early 2000s was kiosks at the mall.
Yeah. And you guys, I was just chatting with a friend before we started recording, and she was talking about when you go to a big city and people are really aggressive salespeople, like out on the street,
right,
like marketplaces, they will physically grab you. You guys, there's got to be some kind of law
about touching you.
Yeah. Because
again, what are they going to do? They're a little bit busy catching criminals. And if you're like, this man laid hands on me trying to straighten my hair at the kiosk, they're going to be like, okay, are you injured? Are you emotionally? Yes.
Yes. I just feel like this shouldn't be happening.
Please don't touch my hair.
But yeah, she said like they were in Hawaii in Honolulu, and you know, they have these little carts and different things along the beach and these busy streets, and they'll physically grab you and be like, you need to come look at these sunglasses. No.
Dolce and Gabbana. They're real. And you're like, okay, what?
These Folklies.
Yeah.
But
do you think it's the worst if they're trying to demo something? Because I have guilt, which is so stupid, but I have guilt that they like used product on me or that they used time.
Uh-huh.
But don't feel guilty. Uh-huh. Somebody else wrote in and said, the green tea kiosks at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just be sitting shaking.
And you feel bad that they've like wasted their bottled water.
And they're like, do I get to keep this? No, you guys keep it.
Yeah,
you're away.
Supposed to. It's
they
free
have a
sample.
Budget. But yeah, the green tea, it was supposed to be like weight loss /
like
energy,
health,
overall, whatever. And I was like, well, yeah, it's got caffeine. It's going to make you feel energy. Happier. Caffeine makes me a lot happier.
Well, I went to what could, I guess, be identified as a scam 2 days ago.
Brits.
But I feel like I
handled it well.
Stood my ground.
Okay.
So I saw this thing on Facebook and it was like a meat company. And I was like, wait, a meat sale? And
I heard that on the radio.
And what did it say?
It was saying like, the truck's going to be by JCPenney.
Yep.
And it was like $40 for 20
fillets. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you went?
I went.
Because I was going to go today.
It's not a scam per se. So I went and I stood in line at the truck.
Okay.
Because the guy only allows like one or two people back there at a time. Because he has a presentation.
And then he locks you in the back. Meat cooler. The meat locker takes you away.
And so what he does is I was like, okay, I'm here for the 20 fillets for $40.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, that's this box. And he like pushes it off to the side. But I'm still standing there at his table. And there's another lady too.
Yeah.
He goes, but what else we have here? And he starts opening up all this stuff. He's like, we got the chicken combo. We've got the seafood combo. We've got this beef combo. And this is the savings of this. And we'll throw in the free chicken and we'll throw in the pork. And so the lady that I was with spent $350 there.
Oh.
I said, I'm just going to take the 20 fillets. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so he was like, okay, forget it. But I was seeing people walk out with the boxes.
Right. They were getting upsold.
The fillets, yeah, they were getting
upsold.
Because the fillets are thin, but we had them for dinner last night and they're yummy.
Are they?
And it was cheaper than if you were to get them at the store. Because the meat is so expensive right now. They're preying on the fact that food prices are astronomical.
True.
So yeah. And Spencer was like, just make sure it's actual meat and it's not like dog.
Rabbit.
And
dog.
But it was yummy. But yeah, you like they upsell you and you go and you're like, well, I'm already here.
Right.
Because I had to drive to Layton.
Yeah.
And I
And did you arm yourself with anything?
No, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Well, and I'm not worried. I wasn't worried.
There were a lot of other people there. It was in a crowded parking lot. Mm-hmm. Still a little bit sketch, but
we had a good friend though. Speaking of like Facebook or Facebook classifieds or KSL, those are really easy to get scammed.
Oh, yeah.
They're always warning you. And I get my little antennas really go up when mm-hmm. I'm selling anything. It's not for me. It's not the life for me.
Uh-huh.
We just had someone tell us yesterday that they were selling their old car and they were selling it for $1,000. You guys, if you're getting a car for $1,000, do not bargain with the person. Right. So they convinced them to drive to South Jordan in this car that they're selling.
How far is that for them?
They live by me.
So that's far.
Yeah. Like I live in like northern Utah mm-hmm. and Box Elder County. And so he ended up somehow agreeing, fine, if you give me $1,000 and you don't, then I'll do it. Well, he shows up and they hand him $800. And he was like, no. You guys,
how much did I just spend in gas?
He was nearly killed by a Mexican gang.
Oh.
He said all of a sudden these gangsters started coming out and being like, you'll take the $800. And he was like,
seller beware.
He luckily brought a friend with him so that he could like get a ride home.
I would be horrified.
And his friend brought his gun.
Thank goodness.
And he said they were trying to intimidate him.
Yes.
And he was like, and he stood his ground. And I said, I would have been out of there freaking fast.
They probably would have even handed over the $800. I was just like, bing, bing,
bing, bing. But he was smart enough to call their bluff. He was like, listen, they're not going to do anything to me. I have a friend over here with me. We have all the traces of our text messages, of the agreement and everything. They're not going to shoot me over this Subaru.
If I end up murdered, my wife is going to be able to show these text messages in court. I'm fine. This is fine.
And my life was worth $200. But no, I just would be booking it. I'd be like,
I'd be horrified.
But yeah, he stood his ground. He ended up being like, give me $50 more and I'll get the H out of here. You know, and they gave him $50 more and he just walked away because he was like starting to get very nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they might not kill you, but they might beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I don't want to be jumped by a gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Goodness gracious.
So anyway, any of these like Facebook marketplace scams or things mm-hmm. being sold, it's too good to be true. And a lot of times you get caught up in the moment of where you are. So, and then you find out that what you bought was just like a total jip. You mm-hmm. know, like, I mean, I bought a knockoff Louis Vuitton bag in uh-huh. Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And again, followed somebody down a dark alley. Yes.
So I just got
as done. Like an 18-year-old girl uh-huh. with my friend back these tents that I was like creeping back to, and I'm just like,
I don't know how to like drive this home enough. It doesn't seem like, you know, you're in danger.
Well, that's the thing is these little and your little antennas start. You get the little feelings, but the little hinks.
$20 Louis Vuitton bag. It's it's not worth you possibly getting sold into trafficking.
Right,
like.
I'm laughing, but it's true.
But for real, like you guys, but because I was just, so right before we came to record, I was doing a workout with a couple of friends and she was saying that in New York, they wanted to get like these knockoff bags because, you know, New York, you know, Canal Street is kind of known.
Right.
But yeah, they had to go down this alleyway. And she said that her brother-in-law was kind of lagging behind the group. So they pulled them into this door and closed the door. And he panicked.
Yeah.
And he was like pounding on the door. And then the people poked their head out. They're like, it's fine. It's just purses. Just one sec. And and he was like,
no.
And he's like kind of a small town kid. Never been to New York.
Right.
So he was like thinking his family was getting abducted.
Right.
And and then she's like, we got purses. But like, but really though, it like is the discount on the glasses, on the purses worth
Potentially
getting abducted and
or
murdered
skinned or whatever.
Yeah, they got to make the purses somehow.
Oh god! No, they're not using real stuff for that.
Okay, well, vinyl.
This listener said they were visiting Florida and their parents stopped by this produce stand on the side of the highway and they had samples of different types of oranges, which is like, we're in Florida, Florida oranges. And she said they tasted all these different types of oranges and they were so awesome. And so they're like, we have to buy a bag of these Florida oranges.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so all the ones that were bagged up were kind of green.
Oh.
And so she's like, to the guy running the stand, she's like, asked about it. And he's like, oh, that's how all oranges come.
They just need to ripen up.
And this is what he said. They actually paint them orange at the store. Can you believe that?
What?
And her mom.
I beg your pardon, sir.
She and her mom kind of looked at each other like sideways, like, okay, learn something new every day. And she
thanks,
said,
Florida orange producer. What an education.
And she said, this is so funny because they've both been to pick oranges off of actual trees before. And so
they were not green.
And they weren't green, but they were both just like, okay.
And I'm pretty sure they were named oranges because of their color.
Prior, I don't know, Britt, that's a stretch.
Prior to supermarket,
you know, the whole like conspiracy of like waxing apples and all that. Anyway, so she said they bought this big bag of oranges, and when they were able to,
AKA limes.
And when,
gosh.
And when they were able to eat them, they were all awful.
Aw,
and she said not only that, but they felt so stupid that they fell for it because of such an outrageous, the whole painting the oranges thing. Uh-huh. And not only that, but they ended up looking at the little sticker on him and it said product of Mexico.
Oh, man.
And they were like, we were in Florida and we wanted, we specifically were like, we wanted Florida oranges. And here we are getting pre-picked, unripened Mexican oranges from the side of the road. And sometimes, yeah, if you get it, like I said, that atmosphere, you're on the side of the road, you're going to assume
this is farm fresh.
Yeah, this is like a local place we're supporting, and it's so fun. And you can't get these at home. They don't make them like these at home. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well,
My husband came up to Box Elder County to buy special peaches.
Yeah.
And they were called zebra peaches.
Oh.
And they were advertised on Facebook, and it was like, we
gotta watch out for Facebook.
We,
it sounds
apparently,
like.
And it was saying like, we have developed these zebra peaches, and it looked really cool. They were like striped, like peach color and yellow color and orange color. So they're really cool.
And your husband loves peaches.
He's like, and so he gets there and he is talking to the person. He's like, how did you guys like get this breed of peach? Like, how did it even come about? They're like, oh, what we do is we actually wrap the peaches in a stripe pattern.
What?
I know.
Wrap them with what?
I don't know, wax paper or something. So as they grow, like part of it gets colored and part of it doesn't.
Oh my, Eleanor.
And
you're kidding me.
But he was already up there, so we bought some zebra peaches.
And did they taste just like a normal
peach?
Yeah,
I mean, they're good, like farm fresh peaches, but he was like thinking these were going to be like these magical peaches.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
This was like last summer.
Once again, you don't want to feel like the idiot.
Right. And then once again, you drive up to like some town that's like a few towns away. Right. You take some time out of your day. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I guess I'm leaving with zebra peaches. Yeah.
All right. Again, word of the wise, no such thing. I mean, there is such a thing, nothing different than a normal
peach.
Run-of-the-mill Brigham City peach. Which, by the way,
are very delicious.
They're
very good. I'm not dogging on the peaches. We ate them. We made some cobbler. It was just different than advertised.
Correct. I understand what you're saying. Another one that I remember seeing in kiosks that somebody sent in, and the way they described it at first, and I don't know what the actual, you know, but what they're actually called, but do you remember those magnetic circle, like bracelets?
That they were supposed to like be ionically charged.
Yes. Yes. And so she said, yeah, whatever they were, waste of money, piece of crap. And she sent me like a Google image, you know, screenshot, and it shows like Shaquille O'Neal wearing them. And so, yeah, when you all of a sudden see these athletes,
well, and they
that are performing at high levels, yeah, what the heck?
And you're like, I'm gonna be able to dunk. Like, once my ions are balanced,
Michael freaking Phelps by the end of this month.
All I need is just some ionic balancing,
right?
That's what it is.
This bracelet I got
in the
mall.
What's wrong?
It's a little cupping, little magnetic bracelet.
And watch out, 2024 Olympics.
I'm out of the alignment with the Earth's core. That's what it's been. I can't believe I didn't think about that. And so, yeah, they said those magnetic bracelets. And again, we trust celebrities way too much. Guys, let's reflect on all the Kim Kardashian Photoshop debacles that we've seen and understand that they're getting paid bajillions of dollars. And it's just a bunch of BS. And while we're talking about celebrities, a lot of people have gotten less influenced by celebrities, I think, because again, they're like, well, they're a celebrity. They're just paying them a crap ton to sell me a vino. You think Jennifer Aniston looks the way she does because
and uses
of a lotion you can get at
Walgreens?
No, she has had plastic. I freaking hate it. Okay. This is a sidebar. Everyone keeps talking about, oh my gosh, J-Lo and Jennifer Aniston. Okay. Yes. They're beautiful.
50.
This is what 50 looks like now.
No.
Yeah. You guys, because they've had facelifts. No, really. They have, and they just have really good plastic surgeons
that make it look as natural as possible.
Correct. And so if you think that the J-Lo Glow skincare that she just released is going to make you look like her.
Because it's $29.99.
Yeah.
No way. It's going to cost $29,000 per treatment.
Right. Kylie Jenner lip kits, all that freaking BS. Like, and we will always keep
fall for it. Yes. That's something they prey on our like hopes and dreams.
Yes, to look like
to,
them.
Or to like deal with these problem areas. Like this listener wrote in and she said that charcoal face mask that's supposed to get rid of all your blackheads, but instead it just rips all the hair off your face. And so when you're pulling it off, I
need that done too. So two birds, good wax. One stone.
She said, yeah, as you peel it off, there is stuff on the thing, but it's like your baby hairs.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like a tiny, tiny. I just did a Biore pore strip this morning.
Did it work pretty good?
It did. But I don't have like hairs on my nose, I don't think. I hope not. If we've gotten to that point, we're in trouble.
There's no infomercial that can save you.
Yeah.
You think that if you're going to peel off and just every blackhead on your face is going to magically come off, but it's like ripping the top layer of skin and hair off.
Yeah. I recently bought, and I regretted and returned, an eye massager.
I haven't seen those.
It's like this huge, it looks like a virtual reality goggles.
For your eyes.
For your eyeballs.
I was thinking it was like kind of like iPhone, eye massager.
Oh, no.
iPad.
So, you know? Like, yes, that makes sense. Eyeball massager. And you're like, it just was too invasive for me. It's humongous, and it was heated, and it kept speaking to me in Chinese. Like it would go, it would be like,
beginning. Bluetooth
is cycle is padding. Yeah, like this weird like accent, and then it would kind of rub, and then it would make this music. And I was like, I just want to see. Like, I don't know. But at the same time, my sister-in-law has one, loves it.
So to her, it's not a scam.
Correct.
To you, you're just like, no thanks.
Yeah, but it was because I was like, that was like, that thing cost $60. You know, I'm like, I won't, this isn't sparking joy for me.
Yeah. You should tell the time when you were preyed upon by the Czechoslovakian person that knows when kids are being tested at the school.
I don't think she's Czechoslovakian. I looked her up. Okay, so yeah, let's go back. Let's rewind here. Okay, so I'm living in my new house, and in the neighborhood we live in, there's a lot of new builds. So we are getting hit hard by
solar
people, pest people, anything door to door. Everyone's trying to get set up, and window cleaners, anything. So this, I was waiting for a dresser to get delivered. And you know how they give you that window? And if you miss it, boy, oh boy, you are going to be
they
screwed.
Make it hard for you.
Yeah, because then you're like rescheduling it a month out or whatever. So what had happened was, this was already the second time I was waiting for this dresser, because the first time they couldn't find my address. And instead of calling me, they just gave up. And so I sat and waited for like 4 hours and they never came. So this time I was like, I like called and had a word with them and was like, they call me if they can't find it. Don't just give up. And so I sat on my porch being like, I will not move. I will be getting this dresser. And so my kids were outside playing also. And we had two friends over. So I was kind of like distracted, and this car pulls up and I'm like, oh, there it is. Like, there's my dresser. But why would I think it was in her sedan? I'm not sure. But she came out with a polo on,
like a lanyard.
Yes. And like a clipboard. So I'm like, okay, this is it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So she walks up to me. She's like, hi, are you? Hi, blah, blah, and just starts to talk. She has a thick accent, but she speaks very good English. And I'm starting to blink and being like, wait, hold on, what? And then she starts to tell me about, and she flips her clipboard around and she starts pointing to all these people she's just sold book sets to. So there are these educational books. They're really cool books. But she starts talking about, you can buy one on like science and bugs and rockets and animals. And it was just so happened to be the day that my son went to kindergarten testing, I think. And when he came out, they were kind of like, well, like kind of saying he didn't do very well. And so I was kind of like, I am failing. Like, I should be, instead of him out here playing in the dirt, I should probably be inside educating him, you know? And so I was already having a little bit of that guilt. So I don't know if I'm like, she had to have known.
Kindergarten testing happened today, and now I'm going to go hit the neighborhoods.
Everyone feeling like crap.
Yeah.
That they're not educating their kids enough. And so she showed me this list, and I actually saw a name. A friend of ours was on there. I'm like, well, she's a good mom. Like, and she just bought them. She obviously saw some value. And this girl was so good. And also, I'm in the back of my head thinking, be watching for this delivery truck. So I'm distracted. Guys, we are still friends on Facebook. Because I think either while we were, maybe she listens, maybe she's a gabber, I don't know. But while we were doing this, she like friended me in the process.
Oh, while you were chatting? Oh, let me get on your Facebook.
She was telling me she is from Latvia.
Okay.
And she was trying to save money for school, for college. She comes over, works her butt off all summer selling these books, and then goes back, goes to school. And I'm like, That is admirable. Like, yeah. I find that admirable. Mm-hmm. And to go over to a foreign country, work your butt off, you know, to go back, pay for school. I paid for my own school. Like, I just connected with that, okay? Before I knew it, I'm writing a check. Let's just put it that way. And I remember thinking in my head, I'm just going to do this, and then I'm going to return them. Like, okay. I'll figure out how to return them or tell the company I don't want them anymore. Because I was thinking in my mind that there was no way I was going to get handed books today.
They would get shipped,
and I thought, I'll just call and I'll just return. Cancel. Uh-huh. So then she walks to her car to get the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And when she comes back, she's holding
all the books,
all this big book set. Uh-huh. And when she tells me the total, she's like 280 something. I'm like, what in the hell do I do? $280 something.
Oh my gosh.
I do not want to spend that. But I'm like, it's fine. I will cancel it.
For educational purposes.
Well, man, she was playing on that. And she was so nice. She really wasn't like a scammer. She's just really good at her job.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and in the meantime, I said, what if my husband's not super happy about
me buying
like this whole set? Because I was like, could I buy one book? Uh-huh. No, they come in a set, you know? And she's like, well, you can return them as long as they are wrapped still. Uh-huh. She had taken the liberty to take the plastic off while we were sitting there talking.
Oh my gosh. So that's good.
So I know she knows. Sylvia knows what to do. And then she's like, well, I'd like to take a picture with you if we can. So we have a picture currently on Facebook. I will pull it up right now of me and her together. And I'm posing with my new one of the books. And I remember just walking inside flabbergasted. Like, what happened? Like, that was a whirlwind of an experience. What happened? That obviously means she's so good at her job.
Yeah.
There we are, Britt. Like, me and Sylvia.
Like you said, you look happy.
I look happy to be holding my atlas of the world, my children's atlas. And I'm looking at my face, and because I knew what was going on in that moment, mm-hmm. my face to me says, what the H did I just do? Smile next to this girl I just met. And I'm going to post it for the
selfie.
And my husband, I don't hide things from what I spend. We're pretty cool about the money thing. That's something we get along on. And he was dying. I was gonna hide it. And then eventually I'm like, no, I just gotta tell him how stupid I am.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, $280. He's like, we can go to the library, you know. And I'm like, there were so many factors.
For free.
I ended up with these books that don't get read.
Oh man.
I won't let them go, because they're like, I'm gonna make my kids take them to college.
Well, you guys, door-to-door salesmen, that's difficult, because you're like busy doing something usually. Mm-hmm. And so you just want them to leave. And oftentimes that means buying their product.
Yeah. Well, because sometimes they won't leave.
But like the Kirby vacuum, are they even around anymore?
Yes. And I think someone wrote in and said
a Kirby
that they bought a Kirby vacuum, and they looked like our age. So okay. It's still happening.
You guys, those vacuums.
Kirby salesman, if you ever knock on my doorstep, you're getting a swift kick in the pants. Those things weigh 1,200 pounds.
And they cost $12,000.
Yes.
No, more like 2,000, but that's a lot. 2,000?
It's because they're made of like pure steel. They are so heavy. How are you expected to vacuum your stairs with that?
I don't need a vacuum that can like withstand a nuclear attack.
Well, and they make you, they use the germ effect.
Yeah, because like your carpet is disgusting.
They do this demo, and then all of a sudden they pull out this filter, and you're like,
that wasn't my carpet.
And they're like, yeah, you want to know how many mites and nits,
dead skin cells
there are in here? And you're like, but yeah. We tell about the time that we had a Kirby salesman at our house for 6 hours.
You guys, it was legitimately 6 hours. And we even had like family in town.
Yeah.
I was like, let's shoo him out the
Britt
door.
Britt and I went to the mall and came back and he was still there.
Chatting with my mom about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's
basically his sales tactic was wear them down. It wasn't like give them the best product. It was like, I'm going to just beat these people down until they can't, like a hostage negotiation, you know?
And the ransom is the cost of the Kirby. Yeah,
because he kept telling my mom, I really want to take my girlfriend on this trip to Hawaii. And if I sell this many vacuums, I get to take her on a trip to Hawaii. And my mom's like, shut up about this damn trip to Hawaii. Just tell me where to sign.
We could take our family to Hawaii for the cost of the Kirby.
100%. Give me a shark or a Dyson any day over the dang Kirby. Well, we were talking about earlier kind of the girl in Florida that submitted her story about, you know, the oranges and like getting caught up in the travel bug and being in the moment. Can they prey on tourists?
Yeah.
And me going into this back alley to get
like a
Louis Vuitton knockoff or whatever.
So Louis Vuitton or something.
Louis Vuitton. Oh my gosh. And it was so ugly now that I look back. But anyway, and so obviously fake. But when we were traveling with my mom when we were young, we went on a cruise. And the way that we got this cruise, actually, speaking of being bamboozled, scammed.
It's a timeshare presentation.
Yeah. We've all done that. Mm-hmm. If you went and listened to it, you got to go on a Carnival cruise. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was the E-deck, but it was free. And so we went, and it just went on a couple little stops.
Just one stop.
Oh, was it just the Bahamas?
One stop to Nassau, Bahamas.
Okay. I was a little young. I was only in like fifth or sixth grade. So Britt probably can remember some of those specifics. I just remember being on a boat. And it was really fun. But the thing is, we didn't have, like, when you go on a cruise, you need your evening dinnerware.
And they have like formal dinner night.
Right. And so my mom was like, oh my gosh, we're supposed to be dressed up for this. Mm-hmm. So she's like, as soon as we get to port in the Bahamas, we need to find some dresses
for and just guys. Go to, and she's like, we can just go visit some of the shops and stuff like that
and you know, enjoy the little town. So we go and we're shopping around for a dress. I find one right away. We can't really find one for Britt. I feel like it was hard in her age range because you were like,
I was probably 12-13.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to wear like a women's like muumuu,
but I was in like a little girl dress.
So you had yours was like pink with flowers. So yeah, there was nothing like in between. So we were just like, and we were going from shop to shop looking around for just something.
And I remember being really bored because I was already done shopping and I kind of wanted to go play or go to the beach or something. Uh-huh. And I ended up, so we end up at the store and Britt's trying something on in the dressing room. And I kind of am wandering around the shop, and then there's a bench outside of the store. And I decided to just go sit on the bench. And while I'm sitting on the bench, this very nice Bahamian lady, Bahamian lady walks up and like, hello, dear. And yeah. I'm like, hi. And she's like, oh, you have the most beautiful hair. And like starts touching my hair, which is strange. But she feels like,
I'm 10 years old.
Yeah. But
I'm
she 11. Feels kind of like a mother to me. This is, they don't send men out to do this.
Cause, right. Because that's horrifying.
Yes. And then she has a scrapbook and she starts to show me that she's a hair braider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody, all my friends and people in the neighborhood that would come home from Mexico always had their hair braided. Like, yeah. And that was so cool. And so she was, like, showing me the pictures of all these people that had gotten their hair braided. And she's like, oh, I'd love to braid your beautiful hair. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, we're just right around here. Like, kind of motions around the corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, my mom is in there. And she said, well, let me just put one braid in your hair. And then we can come show your mom. So I went with her. And in my mind, when she said this way and she just pointed, I thought they had maybe a little table set up.
Yeah.
Literally next where my mom could even see me. Mm-hmm. But we turned the corner and it's like an alley.
Yeah.
But I kept following
her. In Nassau, Bahamas.
In fifth grade. I'm 12. I'm 11. And I follow her down this alley. And then I go into a building. Like, uh-huh. And I remember like, my cognitive thinking was delayed. Like,
you're like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. And then I'm still moving forward. Like my body's still walking.
You need to stop in your tracks.
Right. And then we go through into this little store shop. And then she's like, keeps going and goes to this back room behind these beaded curtains. And then I'm sitting in a chair. And like, this just shows how an 11-year-old's mind works. I didn't even fathom that my mom would be nervous. Because you feel older than you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, there's nothing scary going on right
yeah.
now. Well, in the meantime, we come out of the store.
We're like, where is Allison?
And we're like, in a foreign country.
Oh my gosh. And Allison? And like, we start running around that shop. And then we go outside and we're running around the neighboring shops. Like, maybe she went and looked at something here. And we were going through all the stores and like yelling her and name.
I could hear my mom whistling. That was when her whistle came in clutch. And I just hear like a very faint, Allison. So at this point, this chick is in about a quarter of my hair. She is faster than fast, braiding. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. I probably should go show my mom now and check
and let her know that I'm alive.
Well, I was like, cause I don't know if she wants to pay for this, you know? And she's like, oh, once I get done with you, she won't be able to say no. And I'm like, hang on. Like, and there was the other thing is when I got back there was another mom and a daughter in the room. Uh-huh. So that also, if I just would have been alone, yeah. I think I would have been like, I gotta go. And so I heard my mom and sister yelling and I'm like, hello. And I start to yell from this back room of a souvenir shop. My mom comes like bursting through the beads and is like, what is going on in here? And she's like, oh, look at this beautiful hair. My mom's like, what just happened? And then she's like, oh, I just wanted to show her. And my mom goes, you took her. Mm-hmm. You took her without talking to her mother. You took her. And she's like, oh, but doesn't she look like a beautiful Bahama mama? And my mom's like, we're leaving right now. And she's like, well, aren't you going to, basically says, you have to pay me
for these braids for I've these already braids. Done.
Look at all this work I've already done. And my mom's like, you were dishonest. I'm not paying you anything. And she's like, you will pay me. And that mom was like, how much just to get out of here?
Yeah.
And she goes, $3 a braid. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, $3 a braid. You guys, I have thick hair.
And if she was even in like, what, 20 braids?
Yeah.
You know, that's, you're like, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then, so my mom's like, no, we're leaving. Tries to pull me out of the chair. And the lady's like, okay, $2 a braid. And my mom's like, fine, $2. Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, she sees this mom and daughter leaving with the hair braided.
And they had just spent like $180.
Oh, it was more.
Or like 200, yes. Something like that.
And my mom's like, oh, my Eleanor. Like, and my mom's like, and my hair is thicker than hers. She's like, how are we going to get out of this? And my mom's like out there pacing. Like,
yeah.
In front of this store. Like, how is this happening? How am I? Kind of similar thing. How am I allowing this lady to continue this?
Yeah.
And she just keeps going. In the meantime, they've already kidnapped another child to come in here and get their hair braided next to me. And I'm holding this little plastic case of the beads that they're putting at the bottom. And I'm starting to count how many braids I have and being like, this is going to be much money. Well, all of a sudden, I'm almost done. And now I have about a quarter of my hair left.
All of a sudden, there's like whistles blowing.
And the light shut off. When we say whistle, like a referee whistle.
Referee whistle.
And the light shut off. And they kind of like push me. And so I drop the whole thing of beads because I'm in the dark and they tell me to get on the floor. And I'm like, mom, because I can end there. And she's like in my face and hush, hush, hush. And I'm like holding this thing of beads, half like braided hair on the ground with all these beads that have spilled on the ground. And this other person, this other kid that was in there, this other girl. And we're both like,
other kidnapping victim.
Yeah. Other. All of a sudden, this policeman like. Hearts open the beads and is like, what's going on? And I am crouched on the floor, like in fear with this woman, like holding onto my arm, like, shh. And he's like, get up. And tells the lady to get up, takes her out there yelling back and forth. He like, I don't know if he cuffs her. And the funny thing is he had this lady with him that had this t-shirt on that said the Braiding Center on the back at the Braiding Center. In case you couldn't pick up what I was saying in my
Bahaman accent.
So then he's like, they're operating without a license and all this stuff. So they weren't licensed. So that's why they were having to sketchily kidnap kids and take them into this back room of a souvenir shop. And that's why they had us hiding in the dark on the floor. And my mom actually was like, so relieved because she's like,
answered my prayer.
Yeah. Cause she said she was like literally praying to the Lord above. Like, I don't even have the money for this.
Yeah.
Like this was a freaky cruise. This is the only reason we are here. And so she was totally like, oh, thanks Heavenly Father. But now I look janky AF because I have like this big piece that's not braided and the braiding center lady that's legit. So she was finding out about all these like, you know, underground operations that were taking business from her. And she's like the legit business with all these cruise ships and was busting them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she tells my mom, I'll do it for $100. And my mom's like, $100? You're kidding me. Look how much hair she has left. My other daughter knows how to braid. She'll figure it out. So anyway, the funny thing is so she ends up making a bargain with my mom. We pay $65 to finish my hair, which is actually a screaming deal.
For a head full of braids.
Correct. And then I got a picture with a police officer and the braiding center lady.
Yeah.
But that was like one of the biggest scams we've ever been involved in.
And if you want to know what I ended up wearing to formal night on the cruise.
I always forget about this part of the story. Because in case you didn't know, she did not find an adequate outfit.
We didn't go shopping anymore after that.
My mom was just like, get me the H out of the Bahamas.
So,
and we had to report back to the ship.
Yeah. So my mom had brought a teal sweatsuit windbreaker that had belonged to my grandma
at one point or another.
The reason why it was brought on the trip in the first place is very questionable.
Because we were going to Florida.
And she thought, well, this windbreaker sweatsuit looks nicer than any of the stuff that you brought.
I would have been, I cannot believe you wore that. And we have a picture of you in your windbreaker outfit.
You know how on formal night they're like, take a picture of you like on the staircase. Yeah. Gosh.
So really the biggest casualty of this whole thing was Britt's outfit at formal dinner night. And we will try to find a picture.
Oh my gosh. Because
here I am. I got the dress and the braids. Hair braids after and all this said and done.
My grandmother's windbreaker.
I can't breathe. There were, like, we couldn't have found you like a fancy looking swim cover up, a sarong.
I honestly,
with a white tee? I think that would have been better. But yes, like, why was the teal windbreaker somehow made it on the trip and onto your body? And I love that so much. It was so bad.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, we had to share that story because it's been a long time coming. It actually almost made it on our travel episode, but our travel episode got really long. And it brought it to mind because one of our gabbers who... I, full disclosure, is also a friend of mine from many years.
You're all our friends.
Right, but I've known her for many years.
She knows her in person.
It's hard. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know her and know a little bit of this story because it's going to kind of help with that. But the story is wild. It's a huge scam. So I don't know, have you ever heard of, and they're non-existent anymore, but for a while they were really big on Instagram or quite big on Instagram. They are called Build Your Bucket List. It's not the Bucket List family, which, speaking of scams, they've been in a little trouble.
Oh, yeah. The Disney thing, right?
Yeah. And then it kind of started coming out like, are any of these things they're giving away actually given away? Anyway. Okay. So my friend, she wanted to go to Greece. It was like, it was a bucket list trip for her.
Yeah.
No pun intended there. But she wrote a whole blog post about it. Maybe I should like ask her if we can link it.
Yeah.
But she was talking with a couple of friends and they were telling her, we're going on this trip to Greece and like the, is it the
Amalfi Coast?
Yeah. I believe so. So anyway, she said, side note, if you do not want me to come on a trip with you, don't tell me about it until after you've gotten back because I'm going to invite myself. Anyway, so she kind of like through it was like, I want to go. And they're like, hey, call this company, Build Your Bucket List. And I don't feel super bad about saying the name of the company or her because it's very much out there now that she did this illegally. So she pays her a fee and she thinks this is going to be the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
But she did talk with some friends that had already gone on a different trip with this company. And they kind of said, oh yeah, you'll end up getting your information pretty late. And it's pretty unorganized. Okay. But once you get there, the trip's amazing. So she kind of had just kept this little hope. Like,
it's fine. It's fine.
Well, 4 days before they're going to leave, she still doesn't have anything. And so she reaches out to the owner and is like, I have nothing. Monday morning, still no word. So she emails her again and basically says at this point, like, is this a scam?
Yeah.
Like, because this is weird. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, we've had a bug in the email server and we're reaching out to everybody to confirm that you guys received your flight email. As soon as I know, I'll send you the info. Well, she gets a screenshot of the flight.
No.
Not even a link, nothing she could check in. She finally says, what do I do at the airport?
Yeah.
And to which the owner responded, I'll just be there waiting for you guys.
Okay. So this is like taken three.
She's like, okay, so everything is about to line up, right? Like should be smooth sailing. Okay. They arrive in Athens about like 16 after a 16 hour trip, long haul.
Yeah.
She says it's 11 a.m. local time and she's hungry and tired. So they get to the bucket list group and there's no Josie in sight.
Oh no.
And but there's kind of like a group that they've been traveling with. And so there's still the group and maybe some like, she put in air quotes, employees. They were standing at the airport and they were waiting for their van. That was like, this is all supposed to be
planned.
A package thing.
Like it's a
you
tour.
You get picked up, you get taken everywhere. So they're waiting for 45 minutes outside the airport and the van's not coming. So they stand there for another 30 minutes. And so she questions them and is like, where's this van? And they're like, oh, it's late. So finally, this girl says, can we just get an Uber? Like, I'm just going to pay for an Uber. She's hungry. I'm the same way. I'd be like, forget this. After more standing around, they finally get themselves into a cab. And there's six of them total. But she said, of her friends, like her group. But she said, there's probably about 15 more in the whole group. And so she gets in with these employees. They drive 45 minutes to this Airbnb that the team had stayed at the night before. But they had already checked out of this Airbnb.
Okay.
So she's like, why are we going to this Airbnb you've checked out of?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, the hotel rooms aren't ready yet. And so we're going to drop your luggage off here at this Airbnb. But she's like, wait,
so weird.
You've checked out. Why? How are we going to leave our luggage here? when they show up to this Airbnb, one of the girls goes, this isn't okay. Like,
like this feels weird.
This isn't it. Like, so she said, the friends are now standing in front of some house in the middle of Athens. It is very apparent at this point that something is seriously wrong.
Oh my gosh.
She finally just says, why can't we just go to the hotel and drop our stuff off? Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, because we're not actually staying at that hotel that she told you that we were staying at.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be staying at an Airbnb 40 minutes away.
They already came 45 minutes.
I know. So they've already, I feel like they had nowhere to stay, is essentially.
And so they're just wandering around.
And they're Athens, like, let's Greece. Just, yeah. And in like cabs and
oh my gosh,
Ubers and whatever. So at this point, the day's like half over.
Yeah.
I think I would have been like, bye. I'm going to go figure this out on my own. Like, but how much money have you poured into
this? Right,
right. I guess the plan was supposed to be, we're going to go see the Acropolis, like when you get in and drop your stuff off at the hotel. So like, what do we do?
Yeah.
And she says, oh, well, we'll just go see that tomorrow.
Okay.
So this girl was like, well, tomorrow we're supposed to go see Melisani Cave.
Okay.
And the girl's like, oh, we're not seeing that anymore.
Oh,
it's like a 10-hour boat trip, round trip. And so we're just going to like go see some other cave.
Oh, man.
And this girl's like, these are the things I mean, you put it in your heart.
Yeah.
That you're going to see these things. Uh-huh. It's kind of like on a very low scale. This is a very low scale version. But like when you get your heart set on, you're going to eat something and then you pull up and they're closed.
Yeah.
You know, it's times 10.
Yeah.
So they drove around for 2 more hours. And it starts to get late. So they decide, we're just going to go to the Hilton. We're going to cut our losses and we're just going to get a room and figure this out. They wait in the Hilton hotel lobby for 4 hours.
Oh my
gosh. 4 hours. They're probably exhausted.
Yeah.
And they're still with this one employee. And she keeps saying, I have to go because I have the keys to the Airbnb for the other group that did decide to go onto the Airbnb. So I have to go. And they're like, no, you're not leaving us. You are not leaving us in this city. You're supposed to be our tour guide.
Yeah.
And she said, at this point, she's kind of wondering, like, I really hope this other group is just having a blast. Like, maybe it's just us. Like, maybe everything's fine with everyone else. And we're just really running into the bad luck of the draw here.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden, the group that was, quote unquote, waiting at the Airbnb walks into their lobby.
Oh, no.
And is like, we have been sitting on a random curb for hours. No Airbnb so far. The owner finally shows up at like 5:30. She said, with a tone in her voice like she is a waitress who brought us the wrong soup.
Oh my gosh.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh my word.
So she said, stop. Her frustration. Generally, my frustration comes out in yelling or tears. And in this situation, she still wants answers. So the tears begin to flow.
Oh.
She's like, I'm thousands of miles away from my kids and husband. She has spent so much money on this trip and taken time off work. And then she's like, and I am being talked to like a freaking child. So they make the decision. We're going to just see how the next day goes. And she's like, at this point, I'm ready to change my flight and just go home.
Yeah.
But again, I think that, again, the money.
Yeah.
And you just keep giving people the benefit of the doubt. You're like, this can't be real. There's like 15 of us.
Yeah.
So the next day, they wake up to text messages from one of the girls in their group's husband. And through all this, she'd been communicating with him. So he just starts doing like major digging into this and feeling like something is really sketchy. And I'm hearing all these stories from past things. Long story short, she says, okay, listen, if you would feel safer and more secure going solo the rest of the trip, I will refund your money, the rest of the money, and you can plan the rest of your trip. They're like, perfect. We'll take it. Give us our money back. And she said, okay, it's going to take, this is what these scammers always do. It's going to take 7 to 10 business days to issue those refunds, but they will be refunded. So they get up to their room. They're like, we're planning the rest of the 5 days. We're packing it in. Forget this. It's fine. So they go on the trip, spend all this money, do their thing. And they get home and they keep asking for the refund. She keeps just sending screenshots to them of like this Instagram page that says that they've refunded them, but she can't see the refund. Like it's not showing in
our bank account.
Yeah. So what she ended up having to do is she went through a credit card dispute to get her money. So this chick did not
send a refund.
And I actually am cutting out some little details here. Mm-hmm. This girl was so deceptive.
That is so crazy.
Can you imagine? Like, what a garbage human. According to my friend, she said this girl has fled the state and is on, and I can't confirm, I can't find where you would find this, but she said she has been or is on Utah's most wanted list.
Really?
Because this is not an isolated incident.
Oh my gosh.
It's one thing to be like, here's where we're staying. And then it like is crappier than the pictures you sent.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, this doesn't seem like it should have cost me this.
To have zero plan.
Yeah.
And like Greece, I think is kind of safe, but like also kind of not.
Yeah. I kind of would have guessed that.
And you know, like, I mean, just like any big place that you're going to visit, high tourism, maybe there's some high crime.
Well, they know how to spot a tourist. And yeah. So if you're sitting on curbs in the middle of,
with your big suitcase,
a bunch of girls, it's
pretty obvious,
a bunch of Utah girls just sitting around on some curb. Yeah. They're about to get jacked, you know? And so it's stories like this and like the documentaries we've been talking about that just like blow my mind.
Yeah. You're like, how on earth? It's sad. It's crazy.
If I could have just a fifth of the confidence that these people have and put it into a good use.
Yeah. Just put it towards something positive and you'd be a success,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, careful out there. Keep your wits about you.
I was just going to say, keep your wits about you. That's so funny. Reading each other's minds.
Oh, man.
Anyway, thanks for being vulnerable and sharing some of your scammable moments. And mm-hmm. I feel like we shared quite a few of ours.
Yeah, we have. And so don't feel bad about yourself. It happens to the best of us. And just remember, someday you'll laugh about this. Just kind of.
Maybe.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We are going to put all these infomercials up
this
week. And so that will be a fun
products
throwback.
And then we want to really push this week to get another, maybe we should do a giveaway. We'll see, to get some reviews.
Yeah.
We need more reviews on our show page.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye on that on our Instagram for maybe some incentives for giving reviews.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you next week.
This episode is sponsored by Boon Ties. You guys, spring means Easter, weddings, family pictures, all that kind of stuff. Go to Boon Ties on Instagram because they have the cutest colors, the cutest styles, fun accessories for everybody in the family. And especially if you've got a wedding coming up, they can help you mix and match your styles, patterns to go perfectly with your color scheme. So go check out Boon Ties. And also don't forget their $10 Tuesdays that they do every week. Thanks so much, Boon Ties, for sponsoring.